seeking a Senate seat. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. The president in Boston today, but talking to workers at a union phone bank who are raising money for Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
Warnock knows what's worth losing over. He's not going to compromise on something that matters of principle for him. And he has real character.
Early voting delivering large turnout in Democratic-favored counties in Georgia as Warnock leads Republican challenger Herschel Walker in the polls ahead of Tuesday's runoff. The White House touting new November jobs numbers today, 263,000 jobs added with unemployment holding steady at just below 4%, stronger than expected figures amid mass layoffs in big tech, leisure, hospitality, and healthcare among the sectors seeing the greatest job gains. Lawmakers are learning just how easy it was to commit COVID fraud through the Paycheck Protection Program.
A new congressional report shows how financial tech firms, or fintechs, failed to do basic due diligence when examining millions of loan applications. Investigators say some fintech companies like Blue Acorn, which processed millions of PPP loans and made a lot of money doing it, instructed employees not to be concerned with fraud. The report claims the company told workers, quote, if you are doubtful of a document's authenticity but are not certain, the rule of thumb is to accept it.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Watchdog groups say reforms are needed to ensure future emergency government programs are not as easily abused. The European Union and the G7 nations have reached a deal to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel.
I still believe that a price cap will help limit Mr. Putin's ability to profiteer off the oil market so that he can continue to fund a war machine that continues to kill innocent Ukrainians.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby earlier today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
French President Emmanuel Macron spent Thursday in Washington. Friday, he made his way to the French Quarter.
Thousands lining the streets of New Orleans to catch a glimpse of French President Emmanuel Macron and the First Lady of France. Macron shaking hands with folks and walking through the French Quarter with the city's mayor, LaToya Cantrell, who tells New Orleans Fox 8 News.
The Mr. President indicated his visit to New Orleans was the highlight of his visit to the United States of America.
Macron also meeting Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards at the historic New Orleans Collection to discuss the impact of climate change. Officials signing an agreement to add a French expert on energy transition to the governor's climate initiatives task force. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A curfew may be coming to one major U.S. city.
Philadelphia City Council members have unanimously passed a bill that would require teens between 14 and 17 years old to be in their homes by 10 p.m. every night. A similar measure was used to curb crime during the summer when violence often spikes. Opponents say curfews, though, strain police resources while officers then have to take time to unite young people with their families. It's still unclear whether Democrat Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney will sign the measure. Tom Graham, Fox News.
An Indiana judge has issued a gag order in the Delphi murder case. This comes after defense lawyers for Richard Allen issued a press release speaking out against evidence presented by a recently released probable cause affidavit. He's charged with the 2017 killings of two teenage girls. And Splash Mountain is shutting down at Disney parks on January 23rd. This after widespread criticism over the racial stereotypes of the ride's current theme based off the 1946 film Song of the South. Splash Mountain will return as Tiana's Bayou Adventure, based on the animated film The Princess and the Frog. I'm Matt Napolitano, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.